On Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 77, watch a documentary that's going to give you the scoop on a lost art. Find out about some tiny yet powerful acoustic amps and learn why drop D tuning is a must try. Plus, you're going to find out how to be a guitar geek hero on Valentine's Day. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 77. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best and boldest acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to give you my guitar geek list rundown for the week. And this week, there are some dandies, so I'm going to jump right into my first item. Every now and again, I find myself on Amazon surfing for movies that are available to me because I'm bored. It's just a thing I do at night. I can't explain it. Whitney's at work, and I'm looking for some sort of guitar geek movie or documentary. And I found this one, and I approached it with a bit of trepidation because I wasn't quite sure how the documentary was going to go and what angle it was going to take. Let me first tell you what the documentary is. It's called Find Your Own Way, the life of a busker's, or a busker's story. I believe that's what it's called. Find Your Own Way, a busker's story. It's a documentary about five separate buskers or street musicians in Seattle. And I thought, man, is this going to show like the struggles, like the trials and tribulations of a busker? Because that would be kind of cool. I think that'd be cool, but I couldn't take a whole hour of that. Is this going to show maybe these musicians striving for something better? I thought that'd be pretty cool and inspirational, but I didn't want a whole movie on that. And then I thought, man, is this gonna give some philosophical thing about busking and what people perceive buskers as? And I thought, well, that's cool, but I also couldn't imagine a whole movie on that. Well, good news is that this movie actually, or this documentary, actually weaves together kind of five narratives, five different musicians, and five different, I'll call them themes, throughout the entire movie. So I am delighted with this movie. I actually find it extremely inspirational and actually quite thought-provoking as well. So let's actually first watch the trailer, and then I'll give you a little bit more of the scoop on this particular documentary.
Well, I don't know just what this love is for. All I know is I want more and more and more.
I do want to make it. I do want to be played on the radio. I do want to sell lots of albums. This is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. Playing music is amazing, so you gotta start somewhere, you know what I mean?
And how do a deal? I would like to see Greg's music heard by people, a lot of people, and I would like for Greg to be appreciated and respected for the musician that he is. He's earned it.
Oh, I got a voice. Things I want to say.
I think as human beings, we need to be heard.
I think we have a winner.
There it is.
But in the end, you play for yourself and you have to feel fulfilled in the art you're making.
Just when I think I got it down, something turns me around. Just when I think I'm right, you go on and dim a light. Just when
I think it's unfair that people burden themselves with a sensation of failure at not achieving what everybody agrees is success. But everybody has to get to that realization on their own steam. So.
All right, so this documentary was released in 2014. And like I said, I kind of approached watching this not really sure what to expect, but wanting certain things out of it, and it definitely delivered. I loved, so the underlying theme of this particular documentary, the one that had the biggest impact on me and the reason why I'm sharing it on today's show, is that it seemed to toy with this philosophy or this idea of various people trying to define success. And I always find that fascinating because to some, it's like, oh, I want to play in an arena. That's successful. Or, oh, I just want to be able to play music and be confident in front of other people. Well, that's their definition of success. So what I loved is that you really get about five different perspectives on success. One of them, I forget the fellow's name. Actually, it's in the documentary. But he was the lead singer of the Presidents of the United States of America in the 90s. And they rose to, I mean, what we would consider, you know, awesome success and fame. And he was saying that, you know, during his busking days, his street musician days, he was actually finding that much more fulfilling. So really interesting story there, but you have to watch the whole thing to check it out. It's really easy to watch. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you can just search for it. It's called Find Your Way. And you can watch it with a Prime membership for free on demand, which is awesome. Noah always laughs at me because I say for free, but You know the idea. You pay for Prime, you get a bunch of stuff. It's with that bundle. So make sure to check that out and learn more about it. Go to acousticlife.tv/AT77. Now, I want to keep rolling along here, but speaking of Noah, I haven't even introduced him yet. So, ladies and gentlemen, the man behind the camera, the buttons, the microphones, the computers, Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first.
Tony.
Yes?
And the rest of AT viewers, good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
I felt like you might have been eager to say hello to the folks because you slammed your microphone. I thought that was like a hidden hello from Noah.
Well, I mean, it just happens sometimes, you know?
You were just, okay. Noah actually has to do quite a bit of movement back in his little control center from the camera to the computer. So it's amazing he's only really hit the microphone once. It was just a good solid hit.
Yeah, remember that time you turned it backwards on me? And couldn't figure out, like, what was going on with the sound.
I see what you did there, Noah.
Yeah.
I see what you did. Yeah, I did turn Noah's microphone backwards, but he failed to notice it, so we had to re-record an entire show. Yeah. But that was a long time ago. We don't have to bring that up, Noah. You're doing well?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a great weekend?
I had a great weekend. I just had a birthday.
You did? How does it feel?
It feels like another trip around the sun.
Like, so you're, like, what, 23 now?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. That's pretty right in there. Don't tell anybody. I just turned 38.
I know. I can't believe it.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't match you.
That's what I hear.
It just doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I'll take it.
You know
that's
what?
A good thing.
Just take it and run as long as you can.
But my weekend was great. So
good.
Thank you for asking. Lots of family time.
Excellent.
Hanging out. Just lots of love and support and great. And I ended the week by... I ran over 10 miles in total last week.
Fantastic.
So I'm feeling really good.
Good. Good for you, man. Fantastic. Well, 38 or 23 looks good on you, whatever you actually are. Well, I want to keep moving right along because we've got some Guitar Geek trivia to discuss. So here is your Guitar Geek trivia question. Which acoustic guitar company was responsible for the very first implementation of a piezo pickup in the guitar's saddle? Was it A, Gibson, B, Takamine, C, Ovation, or D, Martin? Go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, I want to I want to charge through today's show because I've got a ton of good stuff. And throughout today's show, what I'm going to do is litter in little hints at how you can be a Guitar Geek Valentine's Day hero. I've got 10 of them. I've made a list, and I'm going to just reveal those as the show goes on. So I think we'll start with this block. We'll do numbers 10 through 7 because these are maybe the easiest ones. I don't know. Actually, there's some not so easy ones on here. But now that I look at it, I'm thinking, you know, it's February 12th or something like that? Valentine's Day is just a mere 2 days away. And if you're anything like me, you've probably not done anything yet. And that's okay. We're here to work together. As guitar geeks, we have to unite. We have to stick together through thick and thin. And I've got some Guitar Geek-centric Valentine's Day gifts that you can pull off in a matter of 2 days, and you'll seem like a hero. So here's number 10. You can write a song for your significant other. Write a song about the first day you met. Write a song about a magical moment you guys had together. You're a guitar geek. You can write a song and then play it for them. That's a surefire winner right there. Number nine, this one I really enjoy. Buy a new guitar. You can buy one for yourself to play for your loved one, or you can buy one for your loved one. I mean, a new guitar is always appreciated in any Guitar Geek household. Number eight, this one I actually really like because it really amounts to spending quality time with your sweetheart. Teach your significant other something on guitar and play it together. This is really cool because you get to share something you may love with your spouse who might be brand new to guitar. And it just is a fun time to spend time together, which is something we never get back, time. We gotta use our time wisely. And number seven, this one might be my favorite of this first bunch. There's some good ones coming up, but number seven, you can watch Acoustic Tuesday together, right? If you're a guitar geek, that means your guitar geek has these, your household has these guitar geek vibes running through it. You can light a candle, make a nice dinner, and fire up Acoustic Tuesday. That sounds romantic to me. Noah, is that what you guys are doing for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, you know, I was already...
Watch yourself on Acoustic Tuesday.
I was already thinking, as you're going through the list, I'm going to take note of which one I'm going to purposefully do.
Mm.
But of course, I just have to say, you mentioned the writing the song for your loved one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to toot my own horn just a little bit.
Okay.
I'm way ahead of the game on this one.
Oh.
I wrote a song and performed it for Heather on our wedding day during the ceremony.
Oh, my.
And she was standing up there, and I busted out the guitar and sang to her right there.
I'm glad I'm finding out about this now, not before my wedding, because I would have been like, wow, I'm a real dud.
Oh, well, you're not feeling that way now?
No, I feel like a champ, man.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good. That's why I didn't share it before.
Well, thanks, man. Well, let's move on. So the next item on my list today is who I'm listening to this week. Now, this week's artist, I've got so many notes today. This week's artist comes via recommendation from Rikus Venter. Now, Rikus is from Johannesburg, South Africa. And he actually submitted this artist a couple of times. And he says this, he is the most amazing guitar player I have ever seen. Just watch and listen. So I did. And then I went to try and find out more about this guitar player of mystery, and I couldn't really find out that much, but I needed to share him with you because Rikus was totally right. This guy is unbelievable. This guy's name is Connie Berghall, and I hope I'm saying that right. Connie Berghall, and he is, I believe he's from Sweden, I think. I don't know. I really can't find much out about this guitar player, but other than that, he is amazing. You know, percussive guitar players kind of have a thing. They usually kind of, if you hear one song, you think, okay, that's kind of in the Michael Hedges vein or in the Andy McKee vein. Well, Connie really has carved out his own path, I think, in terms of percussion and the melodies that he puts together. So without further ado, let's listen to the tune Revolution by Connie Berghall. So that is Connie Berghall. Now, he's playing a Firk guitar, I believe, in that particular clip. And from what I can tell, now, I wish I could say, hey, go buy this album because it's amazing. But I can't find any albums by this artist at all. All I can find is a Facebook page. So if you go to acousticlife.tv/AT77, you'll be able to learn a little bit more about Connie, but also check out more of his performances, particularly from that guitar store in Sweden that he was playing at right there. Some really good stuff that I hope ultimately makes its way onto an album at some point, because it's really too good not to be recorded. It's really wonderful stuff. So again, go to acousticlife.tv/AT77. There'll be additional performances from Connie, as well as a link to his music Facebook page, so you can kind of follow him and see if maybe he's playing in a place near you, or ultimately, again, if he gets a record out, you'll be able to find out about that through there. All right, moving on. Noah, it's time for Small Wins.
I felt like we just talked.
I did. I know, but I want to talk again.
Okay.
So fire away, man.
Okay, Small Wins, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right. A favorite part of the show for me, anyway, is getting to share Small Wins from Acoustic Tuesday viewers from across the globe. And the first one today comes from Don. Small win, in hopes of ending with a great win. He says, so, after using standard tuning for most of my over 50 years of playing guitar, I have currently dedicated my Taylor 512 CE all mahogany grand concert to dadgad tuning, and I'm loving the results.
Nice, that's awesome.
Do you ever feel like, I feel like sometimes there is that little bit of internal struggle of, you know, small win versus, like, this is a really great win, like a big win.
Yeah. I think small wins seem a little bit more approachable.
Mm.
You know, because if you claim something as a big win, it's open to interpretation.
Oh, okay. I see.
But, I mean, a win's a win's a win.
All right.
We take them of all shapes and sizes.
So you can start small, and it could end up being big.
I love it.
Okay. Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to offer some clarification. Just...
Now, this next one also comes from another Don.
Oh, okay.
Thanks again for a thought-provoking show. Watched from Boston on Acoustic Tuesday. Every day is an acoustic day. And I really like the two Erics that you shared, both the Eric Bibb 3x3 and Sky video. Sounded amazing. He probably didn't say it that way, but amazing. Thank you for sharing. The small win. Your comment about dadgad being neither major nor minor got me thinking about some material I've been doing in standard tuning, combined with also retuning my D string to E for the minor effect.
Oh, cool.
So that was Don's.
Very nice.
Another Don's.
That's awesome.
Win.
I'm glad to hear that. That's killer.
Now, I did not do this on purpose, I promise. I don't think I even realized that we got a small win from Don, another small win from another Don. And I kid you not, this third one
is this a trifecta of Don's?
This third one comes from Ron, One, and Don. Okay?
Small. Is that three Don's and a Ron?
That's three Don's. That's two Don's and a Don Ron.
Or two Don's and one Ron Don.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And here's Ron, One, and Don. Small win. Performed for the residents at my step-grandma's nursing home over the weekend.
Oh, nice.
It was my first time doing this, and it definitely won't be my last. What a great experience. Keep up the great work, guys.
Hell yeah, that's a major win. That's awesome. Good job sharing the love. That's fantastic.
And there we go.
Awesome. Well, Noah, thanks for reading those small wins. Of course, if you are sitting there watching Acoustic Tuesday and you think, man, I like this small win idea. I want to spread some positivity and build up some positive momentum. Please share your small win in the comments below. Hashtag small win and go ahead and describe it. We'll share it on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Now, I have an announcement to make that could probably prompt some small wins,
mm-hmm.
I think. So back on episode number 71, we featured an accessory called wrist grips. They're for musicians having some carpal tunnel issues, overall tension issues, and just kind of that soreness that develops just from repetitive use. And these wrist grips, actually just, they're little Velcro strips that go around your wrist, kind of compression straps, I think is what they call them. And it really can alleviate some pain. I've heard some great reports that it's helped a lot of people out. I tried the straps out while I don't have wrist pain myself. I could see how they offer stability and things like that. Well, they reached out. They were so pumped that we featured their product. They said, man, we'd love to do something for your Acoustic Tuesday viewers. So we said, well, they're guitar geeks. You guys are guitar geeks. Let's work. Let's do this. So they're actually offering 15% off any new purchase of wrist grips. So you, all you have to do is go to their wrist grips website. You can go to acousticlife.tv/AT71. That'll allow you to get to the wrist grips website. And then type in the discount code acousticlife-15. No spaces, all lowercase, acousticlife-15. That's acousticlife-15, however you want to think of it. Just go ahead and enter that in the discount code field, and you'll get 15% off your wrist grips order. So I want to thank those guys for making an awesome product and thinking about some of us guitar geeks who might be in a little bit of pain. So kudos, guys. Thanks for the help. And to you Acoustic Tuesday viewers, there you go. It's a small win prompt. So go get a small win.
Easy.
Done. What's that?
It's an easy small win.
It's a super easy small win. Actually, I've got another small win prompt coming up here. It's actually the next thing on my Guitar Geek list. So often, we've discussed a couple different tunings on the Acoustic Tuesday show. We've looked at Open D. We've looked at Dadgad. And I wanted to even make it even simpler. I wanted to look at drop D tuning, okay? Drop D tuning was one of the first alternate tunings that I ever was exposed to, and I didn't know what the hell it meant. I remember printing out the tab to what's the name of the band, Noah? The Where the River Flows, the song?
Where
is that Collective Soul?
Collective Soul, yeah.
So I had just started guitar. I was kind of in the electric realm. And I printed out this tab, and it said drop D tuning, and I had no clue what I was looking at. It took me weeks to figure out what it was. Finally, I did, and was really happy that I did because it unlocked a whole different world of creativity. So let me first show you how to get to drop D tuning, and then I'm going to show you the chord, literally one single chord shape that you can use as a compositional tool or a creative tool that will kind of open up the world and possibilities of drop D tuning for you. So to get to drop D tuning, you're gonna go from standard tuning, which is, E, A, D, G, B, E. You're just gonna take that low E string and drop it to a D note. Now you can do this via a clip-on tuner or any other sort of tuner that you have, but if you don't have one nearby, don't worry. You can just match that low E string to your middle D, right? So pluck them both together and then lower that low E string to match the D string. Yeah, there you go. Sometimes you have to go a little bit lower to really have your ear kind of sink in, but a great way to check if you're in tune is to go ahead and grab a D chord and strum all six strings. That's one of the beautiful things about drop D tuning is that usually a D chord, we really can only strum it from the D string down, unless you use your thumb or something like that. But with drop D tuning, you can strum all six strings and it's nice and full. Another way to check that you're in tune is to just grab the harmonics on the 12th fret, match the low D string to the D string, just to make sure that you're on track. And again, that's just hitting the harmonics at the 12th fret, just touching the string right above the 12th fret, so you can hear that those are in sync or in tune. Now, on to the chords, because the question that inevitably gets asked is, okay, I'm in this new tuning, I must have to learn all these new chord shapes. And while that's true to some degree, drop D tuning is such a slight alteration in tuning, there's one thing that I want you to know, and that is the power chord in drop D tuning. And all that is taking your index finger and covering the low three strings, the low D, the A, and the D, basically fretting those, and then muting the high three strings. So you'd mute the high three strings. Doesn't sound good, I know, but we'll get there. And then go ahead and press on the low three strings. That's a power chord. You really don't have to do anything but move that around and mess around with it. You can move it anywhere. Now, does it sound full and huge and amazing? Not entirely, but it's a great compositional tool because you don't have to really learn a chord shape. It's just a bar. You're just barring three strings and fretting those and moving it around. In fact, that's what the little lesson that actually came out of me learning that Collective Soul song was this particular chord shape. Anyways, I just wanted to share that with you all because I wanted to demystify drop D tuning, and I sure hope that lesson helped you out. Now, if you dug that lesson, I know you're going to dig Tony's Acoustic Challenge, and I want you to check it out. So please head over to tonysacousticchallenge.com to learn about the program. It's an acoustic guitar program like you've never seen before, and I know that it will take your playing to the next level. So again, go to tonysacousticchallenge.com and don't hesitate to request your invite today. And if you're looking to sink into that particular lesson a little bit more, you can head over to acousticlife.tv/AT77. I actually filmed two separate lessons. Number one, how to get to drop D tuning, and number two, a specific lesson on that power chord shape. So you can watch those in depth as well. Now, Noah, I want to keep rolling here, but we've got a little Valentine's Day special report interruption.
I'm looking to your next.
Are you excited? This is a good batch. I mean, it's no match for 3, 2, and 1, but 6, 5, and 4 of the Guitar Geek Valentine's Day hero gifts are pretty good.
Well, I was looking at them, and I was wondering...
You looked at them?
Well, yeah. I have to. I'm the producer.
Fine.
I have to look at what you're going to say and make sure that you can say it. and I'm trying to decide in my mind if I would have put them in the number order that you have.
What are we varying in our numbered order so far?
Just some thoughts.
Okay, fair enough.
It's good.
Okay, well, here's what I have for the next group, the next trio of Valentine's Day gifts, Guitar Geek-centric Valentine's Day gifts. You can be a Guitar Geek Cupid if you buy your significant other tickets to an acoustic music show. This is great because you can do it now. You can go online, find out who's going to be near your hometown, and buy tickets, print them out, hand them to your significant other on Valentine's Day. Bam! Not only do you seal the deal with a Valentine's Day gift, but you get a date night later on. And it's an acoustic music show. It's just a win-win-win scenario, really. The next, number five, the next gift idea is, this one's a little bit extensive, but bear with me and help me. I'm going to clarify, okay? Visit a guitar manufacturer and go for a tour. Now, special note, this works well with a planned vacation. Now, just because you're not taking the vacation on Valentine's Day doesn't mean you can't plan it, you know, in the next 2 days. So you can secretly plan it, go ahead and write it out, and then hand it to your significant other and say, hey, by the way, when we're in Nazareth, Pennsylvania, I thought it'd be cool if together we were able to go visit the Martin Guitar Factory because we could see how guitars are made. It would be a great bonding experience and just a lovely day all around. That one might be a little bit of a stretch, but, you know, you can just say to your spouse, significant other, say, hey, Tony said it was a great idea, and I'll take the blame. Our mailing address is on our website. Just go ahead and all the hate mail can go there. Anyways. The next one is one of the most romantic ones on the list, really. One of the two most romantic ones on the list. Number four is to play at an open mic and devote a song to your loved one. Nothing says I love you more than getting up the courage to go on stage and play a song that you've learned for somebody that you love. So that would be high praise from the Guitar Geek Valentine's Day deities. That's all I got for those Valentine's Day gifts. Now, I do have another batch of three, but that was 6 through 4. And some, like I said, are a little bit more extensive than others. But, you know, I think they're good ideas. Noah, what was your favorite out of that batch?
Out of that batch?
Yeah.
I liked the jumping up on stage and playing.
Yeah.
Playing a song for your significant
other. It's a pretty high hurdle, but man, I think it would earn major brownie points.
Oh, yeah.
Or Guitar Geek tokens, we can call them.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
We, of course, want to know what you think about the show so far. And speaking of that, if you have a Valentine's Day gift idea that you want to share with your fellow Guitar Geeks watching Acoustic Tuesday, please leave it in the comments below. We've got 2 days to make this a great Guitar Geek-centric Valentine's Day. So please leave a comment. Let us know where you're tuning in from. And, of course, say hi to your fellow Guitar Geeks. While you're at it, I want you to ask yourself the question, have I subscribed to the Acoustic Life YouTube channel yet? Because if you haven't, it's super easy. Hit that red subscribe button and then don't forget to click that little gray bell. That'll give you a notification of each and every new video that goes out of our YouTube channel. So you are always in the Guitar Geek loop. Now, Noah, you have been sifting through comments and I am dying to know what you have discovered.
Okay. Well, I will gladly share.
Give a voice to our Guitar Geek Acoustic Tuesday squad.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm like giving voice to our acoustic army.
Ooh, I like that. Yeah.
So this first comment comes from regular Acoustic Tuesday viewer, Kabayoth, who not only contributes You Know Your Guitar Geek Wens, which is coming up as well, but also started this little thing called Sage Advice with Noah. And so I thought the comment this week was worthy of sharing.
Oh, so first can't wait off, to hear this.
It says, happy birthday, Noah. As a man with six kids, you understand it's not the years of life, it's the life in the years.
Oh,
so see to it that a lot of life gets into the coming year. And I say cheers to that. Because
I'll say cheers to that, too. That's awesome.
I indeed will. That's right. Cheers. All right. So thank you for that. Next comment comes from Scotty. Hello from Milpitas, California.
Oh, okay.
Another great show, guys.
Awesome.
I'm almost caught up on past shows.
Awesome. Thanks for watching.
Okay. Next comment comes from Earthly Descent. We had 9 guitars between 3 people at my family Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Nice. That's a good solid Guitar Geek moment.
And our last shout out goes to Stephane B, who says, just saying hello from Ottawa, Canada.
All right. Cheers to the Great White North.
Indeed.
We were just listening to Strange Brew Outtakes the other day.
That's true.
Which was Rick Moranis and who's the...
Dave Thomas.
Dave Thomas. Thank you. Yeah.
And I got to say, it's hard. It's hard to find good clips from that film.
The whole movie's good.
I know.
Elsinore Brewery?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
You hose.
Yeah. So, I got a couple of Guitar Geek Wens,
please,
Tony.
Please share and stop me from talking.
Now, one of them was actually tacked on to Scotty's comment, who's catching up on past shows from Milpitas, California. And Scotty says, you know you're a Guitar Geek when you disguise what you write and put on the monthly calendar the TAC guitar party on your work schedule calendar, but everyone thinks that you're just busy with something to do with work, so they'll leave you alone.
Solid move. Very good move. And we appreciate you sharing that because it's a tactic that any TAC member could use if they want to reserve time to attend that live guitar party. Just schedule it, but do it in a writing fashion that doesn't really favor legibility at all.
And that's paying it forward.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Hey, it's no different than you know, the greats who say, like, even put something on your calendar for work of your family time so that you're not bothered during your family time.
There you go.
All right. And then our next one comes from Randy W., who says, you know you are a guitar geek when you are staying in an RV park in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and yet you drive 2 hours to Nazareth just to tour the Martin Guitar Factory.
That's awesome. That's way cool. That's the second time we've brought up guitar tours, like touring a place where guitars are made. And Martin, I think, puts on one of the best tours. I was lucky enough to go there. Gosh, when was that? It was probably 5 or 6 years ago now. But my folks have gone as well, and it's so cool to see those guitars being made. And you certainly do know you're a guitar geek when. You drive up in your RV and just show up ready for the tour. I love it. That's awesome.
And our last one, Tony, and then we can move on. The last one comes from Kabayoth. It says, you know you're a guitar geek when, and I'm going to paraphrase this a little bit because I had to read it a couple times just to make sure I understood it. But you know you're a guitar geek when you're in the guitar store and the sales rep, you know, and I'm seeing the scene here, when they're selling you on the guitar or you're just about ready to purchase, the sales rep says something like, and she's going to love it too. And yet... everybody in the place, all their eyes just immediately roll. Like, yeah, right. Like, she's going to like it too.
That's not on my... Oh, it is on my Valentine's Day gift list. Buy a new guitar. So that really coincides.
Well, Tony, that was the last of our You Know Your Guitar Geeks Win, but
yeah.
Are we already to the last 3 of your...
We're really close. Oh. There's something that we haven't been doing for a while because we've kind of had a little bit of a drought.
Mm.
But I just want to dive right back in and share a Guitar Arsenal that we received. We still need more, and I'll tell you how to share yours here in a second. But before we get to the Guitar Signal, I want you to do us a huge favor and share this show with your guitar geek friends. Please, the whole point of Acoustic Tuesday is to unite guitar geeks every single Tuesday so we can wave our guitar geek flags, we can geek out, and just have fun for like an hour. Just be united guitar geeks. So please, please, share this show with your guitar geek friends. Maybe it's your local store, maybe it's your teacher, whoever loves guitar, share this show with them. Now, speaking of guitar lovers, I've got a Guitar Signal from one of our Acoustic Tuesday viewers from Oakland, California. Scott H. sent in his Guitar Signal, and holy smokes, he's got some really cool stuff here. He's quite the luthier, actually, as well. So check this out. He says this of his Guitar Signal. Tony, finally my Guitar Signal. I've included my guitars, of course, but also some of my other acoustic instruments as well. Here's the rundown. Starting on the left, a deep body mini jumbo that he built. It's got a Port Orford cedar top over Cocobolo back and sides. Next, his sentimental favorite, a 2004 Martin SWOM GT, Sitka spruce over cherry back and sides. And then next, his latest inspiration, a 1993 Bourgeois OM with red cedar over Brazilian rosewood. Check out the serial number on this. It's serial number 53. That's close to single digits, at least close enough in my book. Pretty awesome. Very early bourgeois history there. Next up, named Mother Maybell, a 1941 Martin Singolo 17. Next, a deep body tenor ukulele that he made also, curly redwood over Claro walnut. Next up, now there's a little bit of a quartet of instruments coming up. Now check this out, this is way cool. Four 60s era student level guitars that I restored or customized. First, a Harmony H162 folk guitar in progress, all solid wood, spruce, and mahogany. Next, a K arch top. I had to supply the floating bridge and tailpiece, made the wooden pickguard, and gave it a new headstock. Next, a Chris Adjust-O-Matic. It has a bolt mechanism to adjust the neck angle. This is my George Barris-style hot rod guitar, painted black with a Paduke pickguard and headstock overlay. Next, a Stella H929 guitar that I'm restoring for a niece named Stella Rose. I inlaid the Stella headstock logo in mother of pearl and a pearl rose on the upper bout. Great work, Scott. This is really cool stuff. In the front of his collection, he's got an Oscar Schmidt Autoharp that he replaced the plastic buttons with wood. Next, a Native American flute that he also made that's upright on a stand. Next, a kalimba, or an African thumb piano, that he also made with a mahogany resonance chamber and a carved spruce and mahogany top. And he also adds this. Talk about a creative family. In closing, he says this. By the way, the painting in back is by my son, who ran a one-man nonprofit organization in Kenya from 2004 to 2005. And he signs off by saying this. This is a great sign-off, by the way. Forever an acoustophile, Scott H. So, Scott, we certainly appreciate your Guitar Signal and the stories with each instrument. And, of course, this is my time to encourage all of you Acoustic Tuesday viewers to please submit your Guitar Signals. We've had a little bit of a drought, and I'm calling us to arms here, guitar geeks. We gotta submit Guitar Signals. We love seeing what's in your guitar collections. Noah does, I do, I know you all do, so please, if you have a Guitar Signal, it's really easy to submit a picture of it so it can be featured in an Acoustic Tuesday show. All you have to do is, number one, get the Guitar Signal t-shirt. There's a link right beneath the YouTube video. Go ahead and click on it. Order your favorite color, your size. Bam, it's at your door. Next, put that shirt on and take a picture amongst all of your guitars. And third, last but certainly not least, and the most important, submit it at acousticlife.tv. When you go to acousticlife.tv, you'll see a submit link in the top menu. Go ahead and click that. You can add the picture and the description, much like Scott did, and be featured in an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Now, I got one more Guitar Geek item, and then I got my last trio of Valentine's Day gifts, Noah. We're packing a lot in today's episode. And I'm thankful that you were on board with just clicking all those buttons.
You're welcome.
So I appreciate it, man.
Feels like we're moving pretty good.
We're doing good. I'm proud of us. I'm really, you know, not to toot our own horns or anything, but I'm pretty proud of us today. all right. Last up, a tiny yet powerful acoustic guitar amplifier. Now, I was first exposed to these amplifiers back when I worked in Chicago. My old boss, Ted Parrish, who now owns a music store in Viroqua, Wisconsin, if you're ever in the area, please visit him. he showed me these amps, and a lot of folks were coming in and using them for acoustic jazz guitars, like archtop, kind of carved archtop guitars with floating pickups, that kind of vibe, because these amps elicit a very woody, really transparent tone. Now, what are these amps? These amps are made by AER, the acoustic people, in Germany, and they are wonderfully compact amps. They travel incredibly well, and they sound awesome. They function great as an amp themselves, or as a monitor, or as just a way to run your signal to a soundboard if you're playing a larger format venue or something like that. But ultimately, it's an awesome amp that doesn't take up a ton of room in your practice room, and they sound really good, not to mention they're built like total tanks. Now, upon researching these amps, I've learned that Tommy Emmanuel has an artist edition, and I thought, who better to learn about these amps from than Tommy Emmanuel? So we're gonna first listen to him talk about his artist edition Compact 60, and then, after I come back, we'll listen to him play a little bit. So here's Tommy describing his amp.
Here's Tommy Emmanuel here, talking to you from Luxembourg, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit about my new AER amp. It's a Compact 60, but it has some delays from the initiation song. It has delays and reverbs in it, the two channels. It's kind of reworked, has a sweeter, bigger tone, and as a tribute to Australia and my growing up and my early beginnings, we've got a little artwork here, which is originally taken from my strap that was done for me a long, long time ago, and the artwork was Aboriginal artwork, and it was from the $1 note. That's how long ago it was, and it has my TECGP signature kind of thing here. So it's a special edition, and it's definitely improved, and the reverb is really sweet. And the delay is the imaging exactly of the Elesis MIDI-verb that I used to use all those years ago. So that's what those good people at AER have come up with, and that's it. Hope you like it.
It's so cool to hear Tommy describe the amp, because more than a couple years back, I was lucky enough to interview Tommy, and we got to the topic of his stage setup, and AER, his AER amp, was a huge part of that. And I was so starstruck and just kind of stammering through the interview. I never really asked any questions further about his stage setup other than, oh, it was an AER amp. I was just like, oh, this is great, everything's great. So it's really cool to see, to actually get a chance to hear Tommy give the rundown of his amp. But I'm sure you're wondering, well, how does it sound? Well, good news, I've got a clip of Tommy playing his amp and kind of explaining what he likes to do with some of the reverb and delay settings. So let's have a look at that.
Okay, so you've heard my main kind of sound. Now I'm going to show you some of the things that this amp is good for. If I want to play like a ballad or something sweet where I need a longer reverb and less bottom end and things like that, then I just turn it. There's the reverb. I just turn the reverb up until it sounds sweet to me. A little less bass on my guitar, a little bit of mid-range, and then I play a lot more gentle with my hands. So here's a little bit of a song of mine called Rachel's Lullaby, and you'll hear how sweet this amp can sound. Thank you. So you hear how I'm allowing the notes to ring into one another, then the reverb kind of completes it, makes it long like that, and more gives it more openness. And it's a beautiful sound, you know. And that sound.
All right, so there's Tommy's AER Compact 60 in action. I can assure you those things sound amazing. I've been exposed to them for, gosh, greater than 15 years now. And they have this beautiful transparency to them, but they really enhance the acoustic tone of the instrument as well. The plugged-in acoustic tone of the instrument, I should say. They're really fantastic amplifiers. They're not necessarily on the cheap end of the spectrum, but I can assure you that they're super quality and awesome. So if you get a chance to try them out, please do. I'm not saying they're for everybody, but I certainly think that for those of you who find yourselves plugging in or maybe wanting a little extra boost in your practice room or something like that, it's a great thing to consider. So, I mean, I've tried out all sorts of different acoustic amps, and I feel like there's merits in each. And this one's certainly for convenience, usability, just ease of use, and just the actual resulting tone is pretty outstanding. So again, those are AER amps. Just go to acousticlife.tv/AT77 to learn more about them. Now, Noah, we're nearly done here. However, we've got three Valentine's Day gifts that I need to reveal to the guitar geeks who are in a panic right now. It's 2 days until Valentine's Day, and I'm just worried. I'm worried. I'm worried for me. I'm worried for you.
Don't worry. So. I'll help you out and make sure you're good to go.
So here we go. The last three Valentine's Day gifts that will make you a Valentine's Day guitar geek hero. Number three, homemade guitar pick earrings or a necklace. Crafts aren't just for kids. If you're a guitar geek and you've got extra picks laying around, make a necklace. Make some earrings. This works well for both sides of the coin. If your husband's a guitar geek, find a favorite pick that he doesn't use and make a guitar pick necklace. This way he'll always have a pick on him. And of course, the other way around as well. Number two, this one I particularly like because again, it goes to the whole time together thing. Create a playlist, an acoustic music playlist for dinner and make dinner for your spouse or loved one. Better yet, use the Acoustic Tuesday playlist on Spotify. You see what I did there, Noah? I gave us a little plug for the Acoustic Tuesday
you
Spotify
did.
Playlist.
Very nicely done.
But seriously, nothing beats a night at home with your loved one, making dinner, listening to great music, and the Acoustic Tuesday Spotify playlist will provide a wonderful acoustic music backdrop to your beautiful romantic dinner. Don't forget the candle. And last but certainly not least, and this one is pretty darn awesome. This is one that I think we all should do, maybe not just on Valentine's Day, maybe a little bit more frequently than that, but it definitely packs a punch on Valentine's Day, and that is this. A simple thank you note, expressing gratitude for years of patience with all of your various guitar geek-isms. And that usually goes a long way. Thanks and gratitude are a major deal. So there is my Valentine's Day gift list for you that are in a panic right now. Don't worry. You got this. You can do it. Noah's got faith in you. I've got faith in you. And as long as we stay united as guitar geeks, we'll get there. We'll get through this holiday in the best guitar geek way that we can. So dramatic.
Yeah.
We'll get through this.
Yeah, it will.
Everybody,
we're
going to get through this holiday. I promise you. After 2 days, you won't think about it ever again. No, let's make it memorable. Let's make it guitar geeky and memorable. That's it, Noah.
Well, we got one. We're taking our ladies to an acoustic show.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
So the three of Levi, Noah, and myself are taking our wives, mm-hmm. and we're going to see Molly Tuttle at the Rialto.
Yeah.
And we're really hoping to meet her. We're really hoping to meet her. Hopefully, fingers crossed, she comes by the studio before her show. But we'll see. One can only hope and send out many emails.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're just about done here, but I do have to wrap up your guitar geek trivia question. You need an answer so we can close that loop. So just as a reminder, here was your guitar geek trivia question. Which acoustic guitar company was responsible for the very first implementation of a piezo pickup in the guitar's saddle? Was it A, Gibson, B, Takamine, C, Ovation, or D, Martin? Well, if you answered C, Ovation, you're absolutely correct. When the country star Glenn Campbell asked Ovation for an electric model in the early 1970s, the company put a piezo pickup on one of its trademark guitars with fiberglass bowl bodies. That piezo sat in the guitar's saddle, using crystals to produce electric signals when hit with the guitar's vibrations. Ovation also positioned the pickup's volume control on the side of the guitar instead of its top, which allowed the soundboard to not only vibrate more freely, but look cleaner. With this new guitar, Campbell was free to solo on stage at loud volumes. Ovation made strides with its innovative acoustic electric guitar, but Takamine wasn't far behind with its own innovations. In the late 70s, the Japanese company got busy designing pickups that would work well for more traditional acoustic guitars. Takamine's R&D resulted in the Palathetic pickup, not pathetic pickup, the Palathetic pickup, in which six individual piezo transducers are embedded under the bridge plate, maximizing clarity between strings. Today, this is the most common acoustic pickup design. Pretty awesome little history lesson in the development of the piezo pickup as it is today. So that's pretty much it, Noah. We've taken Acoustic Tuesday episode 77 for a night out on the town.
Oh, that's good. I like
we've
that.
We've driven it around. We've taken it out to dinner. We've bought it many, many drinks.
Yes.
We're now driving Acoustic Tuesday number 77 home. We're going to put it to bed, make sure it's got a nice full glass of water, and that we turn off the alarm clock so it gets a nice sleep.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
All right.
That's what I was going to tell you before we started shooting, but I decided I would just leave that tale of Acoustic Tuesday episode 77 a surprise.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you were going to leave the pudding to bed and tucking in and leave it out maybe this time.
I mean, we could also take it a day further. You know, after the night on the town and Acoustic Tuesday episode 77 got a full night's rest, we wake it up, we take it to a Greasy Spoon restaurant.
Oh, I thought you were going to say breakfast in bed.
Oh. Oh!
Do a breakfast in bed, yeah. check their... You know, their sleep numbers from...
Oh.
No. From tracking sleep and, you know, REM and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah, we've really gotten detailed on these wrap-up reports here. All right. Well, we thank you for sharing your time with us today on Acoustic Tuesday episode number 77. Remember, you can catch Acoustic Tuesday every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. It airs on YouTube. And, of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix, in between Tuesdays, please visit AcousticLife.tv. You can do a deep dive on anything I've ever featured on Acoustic Tuesday there. Learn more about the artists, access the Spotify playlist, check out all the bonus little Easter eggs we have hidden for you there. And of course, let's take a sneak peek into next week to see what's going to happen on Acoustic Tuesday episode 78. Next week on Acoustic Tuesday, you're going to take care of your fretboard in a simple way. You're going to track your humidity in a technological way that I never even thought I could do. And you're going to learn how metronomes, yes, metronomes, those little beepy things, they can actually be really fun, and I'm not even kidding. But you're going to have to tune in next Tuesday at 10 a.m. on Acoustic Tuesday to find that out. So until then, have a fantastic week. Noah and I wish you the best. Good luck on Valentine's Day. We've given you 10 secret weapons. So go forth and be Guitar Geek Cupid. I'm going to sign off now. Thanks a lot for watching. We'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers.